Hey, thanks for listening to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, and we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, also live on our YouTube channel. Go to Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. We have about 11,000, almost 12,000 subscribers. We would like you to be one of those, so go check it out and just hit subscribe. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes. Angelique, the dancing queen, is here, and I tell you what, the other day I'm flipping through my Twitter, and one of the people that I follow all the time is our good buddy Dwight Bain, who I've known for a long time now. He did some, you know, he was my counselor for a long while, and he's a national crisis counselor, and I thought to myself, man, we always talk to Dwight when there's some horrible tragedy or there's a shooting or some terrible thing. I'd like to talk to Dwight when there's some positive stuff going on and maybe, you know, have him come in on a positive day. And how you doing, Dwight?
I'm doing good, but I'm really glad here to talk about positivity, because somebody right this second is stuck in I-4 traffic and you're not feeling the love.
I know.
And we're going to help them.
Well, you know, it's 2019, and there are people that just get irrationally upset about everything. One of our first shows, we came back, we made some joke about the wall. And you bring up the wall, it doesn't matter what side you're at, someone's going to get mad that they're building a wall, someone's going to be mad that they're not building a wall, and just mad. It's like a dynamite going off. And people are just ready to be mad about everything. And how can we help to change that here in Central Florida?
Well, I'm glad that you said that, because when we look at positivity, and I just look at health, I mean, this is a brand new year, brand new opportunity to really have the best year of your life.
New year, new me.
New year, new me.
Yeah.
Man, I want you to know, being able to change your mindset. You told me about a book a couple of months ago.
Yes.
I read it on a flight to Peru. Mind Hacking.
Yes.
Mind Hacking. And I went, this without counseling, without psychology, without psychiatry,
game changer,
without
right?
medicine. And I read it and I went, Carlos, you're right.
Really?
This absolutely will change, because it's a mindset.
It's a
like
mindset.
Flipping a switch on a light switch.
Now,
you can control your thoughts.
There are people, though, that I know, that you used to talk about positivity. They're like, oh, that's a bunch of hokum. That's that Tony Robbins, a bunch of Joel Osteen, blah. What do you do with those people?
Well, when somebody automatically is going to shoot down somebody else,
yeah,
I know that their mindset, let's go back to a filter, right? It's like a filter. Because some people, matter of fact, not just some people, me, when I'm really bummed out about something, I will go to YouTube and I will look up cute kitten, cute puppy videos. And they'll make me laugh just like that, because sometimes I hear some really sad stuff. And then somebody saw and they said, what are you watching, porn? And I went, no, I'm watching cute puppy videos. And I think they'd have been happier if I was watching porn.
Right.
Because they said, well, that's so bogus. You're an old guy. You shouldn't be watching cute puppies. And I said, get off my back.
Yeah. That's what I want to do.
I like puppies and kittens, man.
Hey, and as a national, a national crisis counselor for some of the biggest tragedies in the world, it's got to be more difficult for you to stay in a good mood, because, you know, we have to see some of the stories, but we don't have to delve into them. You are talking to the people that are actually involved. How do, is really, is that your secret, is puppy videos?
Well, I'll tell you.
And
you
your faith.
My faith.
Yeah.
Right? And you knew I was going to go there, because you've got to, everybody believes in something.
Purpose.
Everybody believes in something.
Yep.
And so when you know that belief, you now have a power source. You know, Angelique, when your daughter was struggling, you had a purpose. I'm going to help my girl, right? So you have to have a belief, a faith system. And sometimes when I hear really bad things after a mass shooting, the Las Vegas shooting, or the Thousand Oaks shootings in California before the holidays, or Pulse here in Orlando, or Parkland, I'll be down with the Parkland counselors in a couple of weeks. And so on the days where it just is destroying me inside, because I can't answer why, God, there's no answer for that, but I can... You know, what can I do, right? And that's where back to mindset and being able to make a choice. I'm not going to sit and dwell on something I can't stop. I can't stop that Nicholas Cruz, who had had 47 911 phone calls made about him in a 2-year period of time, by parents, teachers, neighbors, 47 times people called and said, I think this kid is dangerous. I think you guys should check it out. And 47 times law enforcement said, he hasn't broken any laws. There's nothing we can do. And I can focus on that. Or I can focus on what can I do to help the people that survived. And on the days it's just destroying me, I'll either go to prayer, I'll call a friend, or sometimes, I'll be cruising YouTube looking for cute puppies and cute videos.
Well, you know, social media
makes me laugh.
Social media is another problem the world. I mean, because if you're watching the news, some people are getting upset by what's going on in the news. And then you try social media, and people
are worse.
Yeah, they're venting and saying horrible things. And like, how do you deal with all that?
You know what I did? You know, every year around, not on New Year's, because New Year's resolutions are, to me, New Year's lies, because people, you know, as a counselor for 35 years, when people say, I just need to work on my life, you know, counselor, what do I need to work on?
Yeah, and so
I'll
broad.
Say, yeah. You know what you need to work on, because every year on New Year's Eve, you write it down. So you don't need me to help you with that. Just tell me what your list is.
What and are your it'll goals?
Be, yeah, lose weight, yeah. Or it'll be get out of debt, or, you know, whatever their list is. And for me, being able to every single day bring people back, bring me back to a simple mindset. What am I going to do and how am I going to do it? And so this year, not on New Year's Eve, but on my birthday, because that's my year to set some goals.
Okay.
Right? And on my birthday, I thought, this has an app that tells me how much face screen time I have.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Right? And when I saw it, I was like, whoa, on my phone. And so I put it in airplane mode. And then when I want to check it, I turn airplane mode on. Mm-hmm. That way I'm not being hacked by the programmers that make those apps. Mm-hmm. And on social media, if you say something about politics, the whole world is going to come destroy you, because half of your friends are going to hate you. Half are never going to talk to you again.
Yeah.
If you say something about anything.
One way or the other.
Right? Yes. And so now we're sucking positive energy. People that have positive energy live longer. They're healthier. They go to the doctor less. There was an interesting study that was done in a book called The Likeability Factor by my friend Tim Sanders. And he found in a clinical study that people that were likable, people that were friendly, people that were positive, that did go to the doctor spent more time with them.
Oh.
Negative Debbie Downer people, the doctor had no time for them.
Right. Get them out. You know, and it's so funny, because there are people that don't believe in the what's it called, the secret or
a law of attraction.
A law of attraction or whatever. And it does work. Just exactly like you just said, you want to be around people who are positive longer.
Yeah.
And if you're a negative person that's always just down on everything, nobody wants to be around you.
And the funny thing is, because when we look at things that steal negativity to feel deep loneliness will pull somebody into the darkness. But if somebody's positive, if they're upbeat, what my friend Joel Osteen says,
I love Joel.
If somebody says, they're having a bad day, just smile. Give them a smile. Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Say that to a stranger. Do something kind. Pay it forward. Pay the toll from somebody who's, in back of you at Starbucks, or pay for something. Do something positive. Psychologically, you will feel better because of this part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex. Mm. And when you do it, Rush, you live longer, healthier, happier. It's not going to change. There's some negative Debbie Downer people around you, but it will change you.
Now, we were talking during the break how, unfortunately, suicide statistics just keep going up. And there are people listening probably right now who are thinking, unfortunately, are thinking that way. How do you, I know you said you had some sort of like a list or whatever of ways to stay positive. And if you're listening right now, you're like, man, I don't know. I just feel negative about everything. I hate the politics. I hate the way things are on social media. I hate television. How do you get out of that rut?
So the first thing I want to do, it's a great question, Russ, because there really are people listening right now. Statistically, I know there are maybe even hundreds of people that are really struggling.
And I want to say something real quick, Dwight. Yeah, I just saw an interview with, I think it was like a Yale sociologist. I don't know, but the numbers he showed from 2009 on with young women and suicide and cutting is shocking. And it's one, the first thing I would start with is social media.
Absolutely.
It's proven that unfortunately women do harm to themselves and guys harm others. That's how they kind of react. Yeah. And with the social media world,
I wonder why that is.
It's just how women deal with more trauma mentally. They have more guilt. They have, it's just unfortunately women's intuition kind of all plays into that. Dwight could go way more into this than I could, obviously. But I really want to be specific with that, Dwight, to let all the parents out there. I have a 7-year-old daughter that's about to be 8 who has a TikTok account and has a YouTube channel. But every day I tell her, this is not real. I look at her and I go, this is not real, Lennon. This is a game and this is tools and mommy and daddy use it.
Talk about your phone.
My phone, sorry. Yeah. And I said, it's not real. And I hope that helps, but we're in no blueprint world right now.
Well, and that's why it's a good point, Carlos, because in parenting right now, it's harder than it's ever been because technology, holding on my phone, technology is making it harder than ever because
outpacing everything.
Tens of thousands of kids for Christmas got one of these smartphones.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands.
And I think most
parents, fourth grader, got to have one. Every first grader, got to have one.
And most parents say, I'm going to monitor it. I'm going to make sure they don't.
Right,
they have good intentions, I believe.
I think they do.
And then it sneaks in.
Yeah.
But that's a nice thing to say, Dwight. But we all know most people couldn't even, a lot of people don't, you go straight up, I don't know anything about phones.
Right.
And their son, their daughter is running circles around them.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And so that means that as parents, we have to band together. We have to talk to to each other to be able to say, this is the gateway to hell for your kid. This may be the reason. The other day I was talking to a family down in South Florida. Their daughter ran off with some guy from the West Coast, 13 years old. Mm. Now, law enforcement got involved. Law enforcement found her. And when they said, how did all this happen? The parents did not know how to use, they knew how to make a call.
They didn't know anything else, yeah.
Remember, it's only been 11 years since Steve Jobs held up one of these and said, this is going to totally change your life.
Yeah.
It's going to be a phone and your email. And it has totally. And what I'm seeing is that more and more parent advocate groups are saying, unplug, turn these off, because there's somebody who's trying to get your son, your daughter, they're trying to capture their thinking, mind hack your son or daughter. And it can be done because they're just little kids. Their brains aren't fully developed.
And you know, and you make up, we're talking about children, but I'm thinking about, you know, people in general. Do you think that people in general would be so upset about politics and so upset about everything going on today if they weren't fed it every 10 seconds on social media? I mean, that's made things worse.
It has absolutely made things worse. And so you got this side shouting at this side shouting at that side. But when you look at it numerically, they're gaming you.
Yeah.
They're gaming me.
Literally.
And when I figured that out, I just unplugged the sucker. Mm. I don't want to be gamed. I'm screwed up enough by myself. Right. I don't need somebody on Facebook that I went to high school with forever ago screaming at me because I posted something and had an opinion.
Yes.
Just unplug the sucker.
And Carlos talked about that this morning with the notifications. What's another way to stay positive in this world today that's, you know, okay, it's a new year, so I like to think we can start the boat going the other way a little bit. So what's some other ways we can help do that?
All right, so we're going to unplug social media. Let's go one step further. We're going to unplug news media. You do not need to watch the news at 11 o'clock at night to see how many people were murdered to make you feel better, and then watch Jay Leno and Jimmy Kimmel to make you laugh. Because, you know, you watch the news at 11, and then those shows are taped at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. They're not staying up, right? And so I want you to unplug harsh news. If you have to get news, if you need news, weather, traffic, okay, fine. But you don't dwell on it. And there are some channels that all they do all day long is news. It's not going to make you positive. They're not telling you things that are going to make you happy about economy.
Right.
They're going to make you things that are freaked out about economy. Yesterday, when they talked about Social Security will be bankrupt by 2034, you are dead. You are over. Don't listen to that.
And Dwight, do you think that's the danger of allowing something like that to be your personality, to be that person that I'm the one that knows everything about the news and I'm Mr. Political. I'm the headhunter. I'm going to take you out. I live in a world of absolutes. And I know I was that. I know I was that at one point in my life, years and years ago. And I can, you know how I can tell? I can go on my social media and you go 10 years ago and I was writing stuff on there about politics and I look at it and I've never, it's embarrassing.
I would
go at people. I would be uncivil. And so I'm not saying this from a point of like, I've never done this. I was the worst. And I would be, I'd be really mean. And I looked at it and I'm like, wow, that was only 10 years ago. But it becomes your personality. And then it's literally manipulated by algorithms and engineers who have nothing but intent of having you view it 24/7.
Owning you, right?
Yeah.
Ryan's nodding.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like a casino game. I get those notifications. I get a hit of dopamine. Yep. I feel better. I go back, dopamine. Keep checking my phone.
Yeah.
And so it's designed to game you. So when I click on something, when I view something, when I look at something, when I look at cute kitten videos, cute puppy videos on YouTube, YouTube now starts slamming me because it's an algorithm.
Yeah, and you're doing that to clear the palate, right?
I'm just trying to laugh about something.
Right.
Life can be pretty screwed up.
And you know, we talked about a lot of things here. AI is already affecting our lives. And people try and act like it's going to be robots like Terminator or no. Our lives are affected by an algorithm every day that none of us can explain.
Okay. They can't even explain it half the time. Not fully.
So that's two things. I'm not trying to rush you, but I know we've got 10. So that's two of the things.
So you can deal with the news media. Listen, here's a huge one. And I thought about you guys because this is a morning show.
Yes.
You got to get more sleep if you want to be positive.
Oh, yeah.
Number one, baby.
Yep. You're right about that.
Your brain will not work properly if you do not get enough sleep. The average American gets about 6 hours of sleep. You know, 6 hours. It's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is now my brain, when I start to feel more, you know, just groggy, you know, the next one is you have to eat healthier for your brain to work right.
Yeah.
And so if I'm sleepy and groggy and I'm negative and I'm just messed up, am I really going to eat healthy?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
And so now my brain's not working as well. Here's a huge one, and I wish we could have said this before Thanksgiving. You have to avoid Debbie Downer people.
You know you're right about that. Cutting those people out of your life really is a big deal. My buddy Mark Merrow talks about people are like elevators. Some will take you up and some will take you down.
Yeah.
And it really is so true. And you might love those people that you need to cut out.
Not about love.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I love you, but man, I can't listen to your negativity.
When Tina Turner wrote What's Love and saying What's Love Got to Do with It, she was racing away from an abusive marriage. She had to run across an entire interstate in Dallas, Texas to get away from domestic violence. What's love got to do with it? Not about love. There are people I love that are nuts.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put a boundary. I'm not going to let the fact that I'm related to them, let them destroy me.
Dwight, do you think you owe it to them to let them know, hey, listen, just so you know, your negativity, I can't be around it. Do you owe it to them to let them know if you love them? Or should you just know yourself, listen, they're not going to change. No sense in me getting into a fight with them. What's your opinion on that?
All right. I want everybody to take a breath because I'm about to say something that's going to hurt some feelings, right? Big breath. So my friend Henry Cloud wrote a book called Necessary Endings. And Henry said that there are some people in your life that are very wise and you want to spend more time with them, right? There's some people that are very wise and you just, they're a joy to be around. Think like a beloved grandparent. Mm-hmm. I just love my grandma. And then there's some people in your life that are fools, right?
Yeah.
Henry just called it out. And a fool, Henry's description is, it used something, an old principle that King Solomon talked about, is somebody whose heart is as hard as stone.
Mm-hmm.
You can yell at them, you can scream at them, you can say, you're an idiot, you're a moron. and they don't get it. They don't have any insight. They have no emotional intelligence. They have no self-awareness. Zip. Brene Brown and Oprah and Dr. Phil couldn't fix them.
Right.
And then Henry said, there's some people that are flat out dangerous.
Yep.
They're just evil. Right. And so with the evil people, run. With the foolish people, pull back. Because if you waste your breath on them, you wasted your breath. They're not going to hear it. Yeah. And then you might send a text and say, we're not going to talk for a while. If you want to figure out why, maybe go see a counselor. Maybe send me a text. But we're not hanging out.
Okay. That's about five. And I know we got 10 altogether. Can you stick around for another segment? All right. Yeah, yeah. Dwight Bain is here. He's a nationally known crisis counselor. One of the best counselors in Central Florida. And a dear friend of mine who I love to death. And I wanted to have him come in on a day that there is no tragedy. So we can talk about some positive things. And we can talk to him with a smile instead of being all sad. So I'm glad you came in. In about a couple minutes, a chance to win $1,000. Listen for that keyword.
That's positive.
That is real positive. Text that keyword to 200-200, and you could win $1,000 coming up here in a second or two. So don't change the channel. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Coming down for you to fix the place.
To win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1 from Real Radio
104.1. There was your chance to win $1,000. You're going to get 16 chances here on Real Radio 104.1 to win $1,000 today. I hope you win. I'd love to see it. We always send out a lot of money in from Real Radio. We want you to be next. Welcome back. I am Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes. Angelique, the Dancing Queen, is here.
Morning.
People seem to love you, Angelique.
Except for someone on YouTube that said I'm looking a little rough this morning.
Oh, really?
There's now, a social media mind hacking.
I just started laughing. I guess I look rough this morning.
Dwight Bain is here, and he is a crisis counselor, and that's exactly what we're talking about. And you know, you notice how Angelique, a lot of people are saying, oh, we love Angelique, or she's so pretty, blah, blah, blah. She picked out the one person that said, she looked busted or whatever they said, and it's affecting her.
When you say,
we're all guilty of that. All of us.
I realize that.
Right.
And but so, she just was the perfect example right
think
there.
Think about it. Angel, when you saw Christmas pictures, do we automatically look at everybody else in the picture? Or do we look to see what we look like in the family
always,
photo?
You always look at yourself first.
You look at yourself. And you think, oh, man, what did that goofy look on my face, right?
Yeah.
And so that's just human nature. It's human nature to be able to think toward glasses half empty. And some people exploit that.
What about refillable?
You can absolutely love that.
The glass is refillable. If it's half empty, then you can always refill it and make it full.
I think you have to refill it because, Angelique, I think it leaks. Mine does.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
I mean, I can fill up my brain with good stuff, and by the end of the day, I may be feeling, dragon, sucking wind.
So So, okay, so she sees the negative thing. We all see negative things on you know, social media at times. We talked about this during the break, not on the air. Do you think you should address it, to say something to someone, or do you think it's best to just forget it?
I think that if somebody just wants to vent and tell you that they hate you and they hate Jesus and they hate your mother and they hate everybody, they're just filled with hate. So me getting in a conversation, and something I learned out in West Texas, I'm going to change a word, Russ. If you get into a spitting contest, you just end up covered in spit.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I realized this the other day. Carlos did something I thought was really amazing the other day. We had an angry caller, upset about something. And then Carlos realized...
Oh, he was upset. He said that we were laughing about that horrible accident.
Oh, on 75?
75. And we were not laughing
And we were not laughing. And it could have been a situation where we could have been total radio guys and like just S'd on the caller, and it would have been bad. But Carlos realized something. He heard that this guy had a hurt in his voice. And he turned it to him and he said, what tragedy happened to you recently? And the guy kind of opened up and he's like, oh, yeah, this has happened to me. And then he became like
he had a family member that died in a car accident.
Very calm after that. And you have to realize sometimes it's not about you and what you're doing and what they're going through. It's a big lesson I've had to take away in life.
Aesop's Fables, right, back in the Greek era, there was a fable of a big angry lion that had a thorn in his paw,
mm-hmm.
right? And the little mouse figured out, he's got a thorn in his paw, pull the hurt out, and the lion and the mouse became friends. Now, in real life, you know, the lion would have then eaten the mouse.
Sure.
You don't carry the story too
you're
far.
You're a little mouse nugget. I'm going to eat this mouse nugget and some lion's hug.
But at least he took the thorn out, right? When you see somebody who's just full of vitriol, hatred, there's hurt,
mm-hmm.
right? They may or may not want to deal with it, but there's hurt. They may try to cover it with sex, drugs, rock and roll. They may try to cover it with heroin. They may try to cover it with something. But there's hurt inside. Treatment centers, people go there because they're out of control. And the goal of the treatment center is to get to the hurt, the fire in their belly, put the fire out. And now all of a sudden, they're not so negative and full of hate.
Dwight, does that make me an asshole, though, if I don't want to engage that person?
That's the best way to do it. Don't engage. Don't engage.
Because, I mean, for example, and this is the conversation that we always have, right?
Sure.
We have a great texting service. We have great people that engage us and are always positive. But much like what Angelique did, we noticed the one person and we comment on it. Now, this guy is sitting at home right now rubbing poop on his face and happy that Angelique mentioned
yes.
his one call. Meanwhile,
I think you look good for earlier.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Thanks.
Meanwhile.
I just thought it was funny.
I'm saying, because we're all guilty. We all have done it. Meanwhile, there's hundreds of other people that have actually being positive with it, and we just brush by those.
We brush past the positive, but Angel, go a step further. Sometimes it's interesting. If that person, the hurt in the voice, mm-hmm. right, that you picked up on, mm-hmm. if I'm able to say, caller, what's your point? All right. So she looks tired. Yeah, it was an early morning. Yeah. Right. But what's the point? Well, I think she looks tired. Okay.
Right,
are you tired?
Right. Yeah. Right? Are you tired? Are you? No, I'm just kidding.
Man,
yeah.
Thanks.
No. You know, Dwight.
High maintenance didn't get to everything this morning.
Ryan, thank you for bringing that up. I recently read something that really stuck out when that guy called. And you can verify this or not. There are only two meanings when you say anything that comes out of your mouth is either a loving endorsement or a cry for help, period. And when I heard that guy, that was a cry for help. It wasn't a loving endorsement. It was pretty easy. He was yelling at us, right?
Yeah.
And I doubted that when I read it, and it stuck on me. And I was like, oh my God, it's right. And then I started talking to my wife, and I would be like, yeah, it was a pretty crazy day. That's a cry for help. You know, and then I'd be like, well, you look great. Loving endorsement. And so when I broke it down, or when they broke it down, it made it a lot easier to listen to people.
When I'm able to think about, the critical people, the hateful people, because remember, avoiding the Debbie Downers, that's sucking positivity.
Cry for help.
But if I know them well enough, I'm able to say, hey, what's really going on? You're always negative. You're always hateful.
Yeah.
And sometimes here's the reason the National Enquirer can sell National Enquirer. Because when you're standing in line at Publix to buy your BOGOs and you see, here, oh my gosh, look at Sandra Bullock's life. It's so terrible. My life is pretty good compared to hers.
Yeah.
Right. And so by attacking somebody else, I don't have to deal with me.
Ah.
By looking at reality TV, I can go, man, my life isn't as screwed up as those Jersey Shore people. Mike, the situation's having a rough week.
Yeah.
Dwight Bain is here, by the way. He's a crisis counselor, nationally known crisis counselor, great counselor here in Central Florida. And I had him come in to talk about how to stay positive in an angry world. And you kind of gave us a bunch of good things in the last segment. And you had a couple more you wanted to...
Yeah. And here's one. If you sit still and you are idle and you curl up on the couch with your favorite screen in front of you, you're going to be more negative. And here's the other part. I'm not against the media, of course, but you're more likely to be manipulated by media. The research shows that if you're just sitting there and you're bored and you're idle and you're sitting, then you're going to watch those commercials for Pizza Hut and Doritos, and pretty soon you're going to get hungry and have Uber bring you some Pizza Hut and Doritos. Yeah.
Right.
No, don't do and so that. The opposite of that is what I'm going to now for the rest of my life call Angelique Therapy, and it's called Get Up and Move.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? So what does exercise, when you work with people all the time, Angelique, what happens when you see the people and they suck at dance and they suck, but they start? What happens?
And that's what I tell them. Close the door, put the music on, and everyone loves to move. You don't have to be a great mover, but just move around, move your arms, you know, open and close your hands. You don't realize how much energy you'll feel in your fingers. It wakes you up. You're like, oh, okay, this is great. I can move. So for me, it's everything. I absolutely love to move, running, dancing, everything.
You run a lot.
I do. Yeah. I set a goal this year.
What's your goal?
700 miles.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Hell, you should have done 1,000, but whatever.
Just saying, I might have to take a day off.
Yeah. So moving.
Environment in general is huge. If you're at the same place every day doing the same thing, guess what? You're going to feel the exact same way. You got to change your environment.
Right. And so that's where the traffic app Waze, right? And so Waze finds different ways. And I noticed it because I started using it last year. It was saving me about 5 minutes to get to work. That was pretty cool. But I noticed by driving through different neighborhoods, noticing things.
Exactly.
Right? And so as you change up your environment, you're more positive because our brain, prefrontal cortex, and this is one of the cool things that our brain has that the rest of, you know, the animal kingdom doesn't have. We can think, and our prefrontal cortex can simulate. And so when I can, even if I'm sitting in a cubicle somewhere and I think about that fantastic vacation on my screensaver, my brain goes, yeah, that was really cool to be in Cozumel and walk in that ruin.
And giving yourself something to look forward to. Would you say that's another thing?
Cause goals.
No, yeah, I've planned this trip to Ireland in March, and we're so excited about it. You know, and when thinking about it and it puts you in a good mood, it's just the vision of what's going to happen.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, Russ, I'm glad you said that, because we live in really the theme park capital of the world. Lots of people come here, and we think, why would they come here in July, and it's 100 degrees, and they're waiting in line to be able to see Harry Potter? No. There's more psychological boost from planning the trip,
yes,
thinking about the trip, picking out your clothes you want to wear for the trip, packing for the trip. The trip is like, you know, maybe not even half, because listen to the word, it's the experience. And the experience goes into the brain. It stirs up serotonin. The same thing Prozac puts in the brain artificially. Having certain experiences will make me feel automatically. Planning for Ireland is going to make you feel a certain way.
Yeah.
For my wife and I planning, you know, a trip that we're going on and we're just going to do some really cool stuff we've never done. And it's a couple of months from now. And I'm already excited about it, right? Because our brain goes, this is cool. And by being able to take back control, mind hacking, just being able to say, I can control my thoughts, and absolutely having some goals for the year. Now, here's the difference. I want people to focus on today, not on the rest of the year. Because if you say, here's what I'm going to do in 2019, you're going to set yourself up to fail. Study done at University of Florida said a New Year's resolution lasts about 17 days.
Yep. Oh, really?
And then people feel like a failure.
Hey, Dwight, there are a lot of people there in the audience, and they listen to news, they listen to stuff. And if they hear something they don't like, they can't even control it, I don't think. They just get mad. You know, they hear something they don't like politically, or they hear something they don't like about social issues or whatever. And they just, if you're one of those people and you're like, I don't know why, I just get so mad if I hear someone say negative things about Donald Trump, or I get so mad if I hear someone say negative things about Barack Obama, and they take it personal and it makes them angry. But maybe they don't want to be angry. Is there a way to stop yourself from getting so mad about someone else's opinion?
Yeah, there really is. I want to have people step back, because the anger is not helping their health. It's making their immunity system go down. It's making them a more negative person. One study said you're more likely to get cancer if you're constantly chronically negative and full of hatred and resentment. And there's a tremendous power in being able to forgive. And then also just to step back and say, because Donald Trump or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton said something, do you know them? Are they close? I mean, are you trying to protect them? Or are you just being caught up in something about somebody else's life because you don't want to deal with your own
life?
Boom,
and there it is, man. There it is. There's so many people, their lives are consumed with news or watching Netflix or going to this event, and it's not a life. You're just filling up your day.
Look at the difference, Carlos. I mean, you were vulnerable and you said, well, I used to be that angry guy full of, you know, just attacking people.
Yeah.
All right, so you look at your life then, you look at your life now. Which guy's happier? Which guy's more positive?
I mean, it's such a massive difference. But here's the thing. It's crazy. I'm still the same guy, but I just think differently.
Right, you changed your thoughts.
And I'm more disciplined with what I want people to see of me, and I shouldn't say it like that, but how I want to be looked at. Because everybody is a kind of crazy animal that has to kind of hold back their little thoughts and feelings. And so it's books and reading and stuff that makes you grow and learn. And meditation. Meditation.
Bing, dwell. I was waiting for somebody to say it. Reading.
Reading, yeah.
Right? And so if you sit and you do not feed your brain, you will be more lonely, more negative, more depressed. If you just pick up and read a book, last year, 2018, Library of the Year, Orange County Public Library.
Oh, really?
It's fantastic. Love our library. Love our library. Go every week.
Just to add to that, also, audiobooks are great because sometimes it's very hard for me to sit down and read a book just because of having to do different things. And my drive to work and my drive home, sometimes that's what I have to do. If I just need to escape, and I learn so much just from listening to the books.
Yeah. Dwight, people want to know, do you have a book out? I thought you did have a book out.
They can go on Amazon. Just look up my name, Dwighthbain. And that's where they can get books on Amazon. But I love that you said that about audio, because the whole second floor of the downtown library is CDs, books on CD. And we have hundreds of thousands at our library. Plug in and read. It'll change your life.
If people want to get hold of you, Dwight, how do they do that?
Just on social media. Just look me up, Dwighthbain. Happy to be here.
Such a pleasure to have you in on a day that there's no huge tragedy. I know there are some tragedies out there, but no big one. And we'd love to have you come back next month if you have a chance.
Sure.
Dwight Bain, one of my close friends and a great guy. And people really enjoyed you being here.
And I want you to know I love you, man. I appreciate what you guys do. And I appreciate the conversation today. You helped people.
Thank you.
That's good radio.
Hopefully it did help some people. Hopefully it did. All right. Thank you for coming in, Dwight. All right. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning.
I'm not the one to rain on parades, but you in the club in some shades. What is going on now?